Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Aviation. You might be travelling through Dublin Airport this bank holiday weekend, but with parking lots full and close to 500,000 passengers expected to come through the terminals, it's on course to be an extremely busy time. Media Relations Manager with Dublin Airport Authority, Graeme McQueen, joins me now. Graeme, you're very welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Cormac.
We'll deal with the nuts and bolts of travelling through Dublin Airport in just a second, but just on the back of that EPA conversation and the we may miss climate targets, there was one expert today, environmental expert, who called for more carbon taxes and fuel taxes on aviation to help allow the sector meet climate action demands. Would you be averse to it?
Well, look, I think we're very aware in the aviation industry that we've got a big role to play in meeting our climate targets. And we're working very closely with our airlines and other partners to make sure that we do that. I think we've announcement there recently that we're looking to introduce lower charges for airlines who use lower emission aircraft.
But on higher fuel and carbon taxes?
We'll continue to roll out new things like that as time goes on.
Higher fuel and carbon taxes for aviation, Graeme, yes or no?
I wouldn't comment on that at the moment, Cormac. I think we need to look at all options to make sure that we are compliant with the targets that we need to meet.
Okay, you'll give advice to passengers who might be listening in, maybe travelling through Dublin Airport this weekend. Over 425,000 passengers will go through the airport, I think. Now, there may be a chance they might miss their flights, Graeme, if they don't have car parking sorted and if they insist on going to the car parks. What's your advice to them?
Well, look, everything's running pretty smooth today, Cormac. We had 110,000 passengers, or we will have done by the end of today. That's going to be the same story over the coming days. Everything's moved really well. Car parks are busy, as you say, but most people have booked ahead. Or if they haven't been able to get a car parking space, they've used one of the alternate modes. So we're expecting that to continue over the weekend.
And what if people do insist, as I say, on going to find a car parking space that may not be there? They're full at the airport, are they?
They're very full, yeah. We've got extra bodies on the ground this weekend, as we do every day this week, trying to help people find spaces where that happens. So if they do turn up and they really need a space, we will do our best to find them a space. But the message is, if you haven't booked a car parking space, if you haven't been able to get one online, then do so now. And if you can't, you need to make an alternative arrangement.
What about last year? We had problems with security. We had problems with staffing at the airport, people queuing out literally the door and down the street. Is that okay this year?
Yeah, we're a very different airport this year, Cormac. I think when I was on your show this time last year, we were putting tents up on the departures road and things like that. We're a far cry from that today. As I say, 110,000 passengers will go through today. Pretty much every one of those will go through in under 20, 25 minutes. So much improved, and passengers flying over the weekend can expect more of the same.
Okay, let's hope that continues, that efficiency at Dublin Airport. Graeme McQueen, Media Relations Manager at DAA, thank you.